IESO Tweaking Make-Whole Payments for Operating Reserves, written by Rich Heidorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. IESO is proposing rule changes to eliminate unwarranted make-whole payments to operating reserve or providers under Ontario's nearly 8-month-old market renewal program. These are very specific and limited circumstances and only became apparent after the renewed market bill live and relate to the interaction between payments for energy and operating reserve. The ISO set an engagement session November 21st. Megawatts, PS are intended to incentivize market participants to follow their schedules by compensating a resource for the financial difference between its actual dispatch and what it would have been based on its offer curves and LMPs. Although improved alignment between schedules and LMPs under the new market has reduced the need for megawatts PS, they still are needed because of manual out-of-market actions taken for reliability and differences between scheduling passes and pricing passes. Real-time megawatts PS should represent a resource's physical capabilities and are calculated considering co-optimization of energy and/or. IESO calculates payments for lost costs and lost opportunity costs based on economic operating points, which reflect the output a resource could have achieved based on its physical capabilities and LMP under actual market conditions. EIPs are based on offers and bids, resource-specific characteristics, and LMPs. Lost cost scenarios occur when the LMP indicates a resource should have been scheduled lower. The renewed market, which launched May 1st, created a financially binding day-ahead market, or DAM, at about 1,000 generation, load and energy pricing nodes to replace its province-wide price. Hawk Ng, ESO Senior Manager of Market Development, identified three types of inappropriate real-time make-whole payments. EIPs and forbidden regions. Some hydro generators have forbidden regions in which they cannot maintain steady operation without damaging their equipment and thus must ramp through. Although the forbidden regions are considered in dispatch schedules, they are not reflected in determining the EIPs on which megawatts PS are based. The energy market accounts for cases in which EIPs are physically unattainable with a settlement process that subtracts the portion of the megawatts resulting from an energy schedule in a forbidden region or at the upper boundary. ESO's proposed rule change would add a similar adjustment for megawatts calculations or ramping and lock EIP calculations. An inconsistency between or ramp constraints and the dispatch scheduling optimizer and EIP calculation engine is overstating EIPs beyond what resources can physically perform, resulting in unwarranted megawatts, PS. The EIP calculation engine is missing constraints containing the interval-to-interval energy ramp impact on available or ramp. ESO's proposed revision would add equations including the interval-to-interval change in energy to the lock EIP or calculations. Megawatts PS not offsetting energy and/or products. Make-whole payments are intended to keep a resource whole for following dispatch instructions that are co-optimized across energy and reserve products, such as 10-minute spin, 10-minute non-spin and 30-minute reserves. But the current lock megawatts settlement is ignoring profits realized for the same capacity in the market, resulting in market participants being paid twice for the same megawatts. The proposed market rule amendment and market manual changes will clarify how the offsetting should be calculated. Next steps. IESO requests comments on the adjustments to RT megawatts engagement by December 1st via its feedback form. The ISO will respond to feedback and present a red line draft of the market rule amendments on December 16th. ESO's technical panel will conduct an education session on the changes on December 2nd with a vote to recommend to the IESO board scheduled for February 10, 2026. Implementation is planned for April 2026.